This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of the likely losers in any final tax bill is going to be the renewable energy industry. Both the House and Senate plans reduce or eliminate tax credits and deductions for wind and solar energy programs. Bad news for them and for the climate. Good news in coal country, where tens of thousands of jobs have disappeared as clean energy has gotten stronger. Marketplace's Erica Barris reports now from one small corner of Pennsylvania near the West Virginia border, where despite low pay and an industry in broad decline, a whole lot of young men are investing in coal as their future.
This here has a valve on it right here.
It's mid-morning, and Adam Maley is in a packed classroom at the Career Center in Greene County, Pennsylvania, learning skills of a dying profession, coal mining. Today, Maley and roughly 20 classmates are being shown how to stay alive by breathing properly during a mine emergency.
Put your respirator on, keep it on, you do not take it off. Couple of breaths and you're going to be on the ground.
They pay $200 apiece for this two-week course. Despite huge layoffs and a shrinking market for coal, mining still has a hold here, even if, as Maley says, its rebirth hasn't exactly been realized.
I fell into the common error that, I thought that the day Trump got elected, my troubles was over.
President Trump's campaign promises to revive the industry were enough to lure Maley back to coal country from Miami about a year ago. Regulations have been rolled back, but the jobs, they haven't followed.
It doesn't seem the case. We're kind of at the bottom of the barrel here.
When Maley completes this course, operated by GMS Mines, which provides contract workers to mines, he'll be trained for a job that pays $13 an hour.
If I could make $30,000 a year, I'd be happy. I wouldn't be comfortable, but I could make it.
Opportunities to be more comfortable are just down the hall, where classes for growing fields like healthcare and trucking are offered for free. They're funded by government grants for retraining that went to states like Pennsylvania, which were hard hit by the collapse of the coal industry. But Amy Gatz with the Workforce Development Board says they're mostly empty.
Pennsylvania got $2 million. We didn't spend all of our $2 million. West Virginia has spent $7 million and could spend more.
Coal may have a better past than a future in Greene County. The number of mines has shrunk from 12 to 3, and the days of the unions and good salaries are long gone. But of the 10 biggest employers here, 5 are coal companies. So workers, says Gatz.
They're going to have some questions and doubts, but I think they're committed to it because in Greene County, it's been here for hundreds and hundreds of years.
If I had a young son that was looking at the coal industry, I'd say look somewhere else.
Blair Zimmerman is chairman of the Greene County Commissioners and a retired coal miner. He made a good living in the mines, taking his kids on ski weekends and summer vacations and putting them through college. His job now is to move this region past coal.
Shame on people before me in my position. Should have been looked at 50 years ago. What can we do beyond coal? My goal is to try to get industry manufacturing here in Greene County.
But it hasn't been easy. He's up against companies like GMS Mines, which sells the promise of a coal job as the route to the type of comfortable retirement common a generation ago.
The idea is that you go in there and you embrace the opportunities that are being given to you and you are noticed. And the more noticed you are, the more opportunities will come your way.
That's Mary Beth Miner. Her name is a coincidence. And she's a recruiter for GMS Mines. Just because the industry has changed, she says, doesn't mean it's going away.
Oh, I think coal's going to be here for hundreds of years. As long as there's coal to be mined, this industry is going to be here.
Two men come to her office, done with the refresher course and ready for work. Miner runs through the paperwork, gives them drug tests, and they're off.
You're free to go.
I got to find all my equipment.
I've got long sleeves, long pants, metatarsal boots, mining belt.
They provide gloves?
Yeah, I'll see you in the morning.
All right.
As I'm leaving, she hands me a business card. She has 100 jobs to fill before the end of the year, she says, in case I know anybody looking to get into coal. In Greene County, Pennsylvania, I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.